No one can make you angry. No one can make you upset. You are responsible for your own emotions. The belief that you're in control of your emotions is a powerful belief in Stoicism, and it all starts within the mind. Epictetus expressed it as follows: "It's not things that upset us, but our judgment about things." You can choose to view an event as upsetting, frustrating, unfair, or you can choose to see it as it truly is, an objective situation. And so, no one can make you feel anything. How you feel is determined by the opinion you choose to give the situation. Therefore, today's Stoic rule states, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Imagine navigating life's roughest storms with a calm so deep, nothing can disturb it. Isn't it empowering to think that your inner peace doesn't have to be at the mercy of external circumstances? We will explore 10 principles that promise to armor your spirit against the chaos of the outside world. How can you train your mind to be unbothered by the ups and downs of life? Lesson 1. Embracing the Stoic shield of objectivity. Have you ever considered how transforming your perspective could actually shield you from life's chaos? The Stoics teach us that the first step to invulnerability begins with objectivity. Objectivity means looking at events, situations, and even personal interactions without letting emotions cloud your judgment. Can you recall a time when your emotions escalated a minor issue into a major conflict? By viewing situations through a lens of neutrality, you detach from unnecessary drama. The Stoics believed that by disentangling ourselves from our instinctive emotional responses, we could approach life with a clarity that preserves our inner peace. When you're faced with a challenge, do you immediately react based on how it makes you feel? Imagine instead assessing the situation with a calm and unbiased mind. This Stoic practice involves asking yourself, what are the facts and how can I address this logically? By focusing on rational responses, you prevent emotions from hijacking your actions, which often leads to more favorable outcomes and less regret. How often do you find yourself ruminating over things you cannot change? The Stoics teach us that while we may not control external events, we can certainly control how we respond to them. This control begins with a conscious decision to not let disturbances dictate our emotions. Instead, redirect your energy towards what you can change and accept what you cannot. To integrate this Stoic principle into your daily life, start by observing your reactions to minor annoyances, like a slow internet connection or a delayed train. Instead of allowing frustration to build, view these inconveniences as opportunities to practice patience and maintain your tranquility. Each time you succeed, you reinforce your ability to stay calm in more significant challenges. Reflection is a key aspect of Stoic practice. How often do you reflect on your day and evaluate your responses to various situations? End each day by reviewing events and your reactions to them. Identify moments when you could have responded more objectively. This practice not only enhances self-awareness, but also prepares you to face future challenges with a more composed mindset. Remember that objectivity is your shield against the trials of life. By practicing detached assessment and managing your emotional responses, you build a resilient spirit that no external chaos can shatter. How will you implement this Stoic shield in your life starting today? Engage with us in the comments below, sharing your experiences or asking questions about today's lesson. Your insights not only enrich our community's understanding, but also strengthen your own journey towards mastering Stoic invincibility. Lesson 2. The Stoic approach to handling arguments. How do you react when caught in a heated discussion? Do you find yourself losing your temper during arguments? Stoicism teaches us that the key to tranquility in conflict lies in controlling our reactions. It is not external disagreements that disturb us, but our own responses to them. When we catch ourselves feeling angry, it's a signal to step back and assess our thoughts. By choosing to respond rather than react, we align with Stoic principles, focusing on rationality and virtue. This shift in approach can transform potentially volatile situations into meaningful dialogues. What triggers your temper in an argument? Identifying these triggers is the first step in learning to handle them stoically. Once you know what sets off your anger, you can prepare yourself mentally to face these triggers calmly. The Stoics advise us to reflect on potential disagreements beforehand, imagining how we can respond virtuously. This preparation helps us avoid being swept away by emotion when the moment arrives. By foreseeing the possible emotional upheaval, we empower ourselves to maintain composure. Practicing pause and reflection. How can pausing enhance your ability to remain calm in arguments? When you feel your temper rising, take a deliberate pause. This momentary break allows you to disconnect from the heat of the conflict and engage your rational mind. Ask yourself, what would a wise person do in this situation? Reflecting on this question helps you choose responses that contribute to peace rather than perpetuate conflict. This practice is essential in adhering to Stoic ideals, prioritizing harmony and understanding over winning an argument. How does empathy transform your approach to arguments? Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, but understanding them, both in ourselves and in others. When involved in an argument, try to see the situation from the other person's perspective. This doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but understanding their emotions and motives can help you respond more thoughtfully. Empathetic communication reduces the likelihood of the argument escalating and leads to more productive and respectful exchanges. The role of ego in conflicts. What role does your ego play in arguments? Often, our desire to be right comes from our ego, not from a pursuit of truth. The Stoics teach us to question our impulses that arise from ego, such as the need to dominate or win an argument. By focusing on the truth of the matter rather than personal victory, we can engage in discussions more constructively. Letting go of ego allows us to listen more openly and respond with integrity, aligning our actions with Stoic values. What daily practices can help you manage conflicts more effectively? Incorporate exercises that promote patience, such as meditation or mindful breathing, into your daily routine. These practices help cultivate a calm mind, which is better equipped to deal with provocations. Additionally, regularly remind yourself of the impermanence of emotions and conflicts. By internalizing the idea that this too shall pass, you can face disagreements with a more balanced perspective. How often do you reflect on resolved conflicts? After an argument, take time to think about how it was handled and what you could improve. This reflection is not about critiquing your performance harshly, but learning from it. Consider what Stoic principles you applied well and where you might have faltered. Continuous reflection enhances your ability to handle future conflicts more in line with Stoic teachings. By practicing the Stoic techniques discussed today, you can maintain your composure and turn conflicts into opportunities for personal growth and improved relationships. Lesson 3: The Foundation of Stoic Self-Discipline. How can mastering self-discipline help us maintain tranquility and effectiveness in our daily lives? Do you struggle with maintaining consistency in your actions and thoughts, especially when faced with distractions or temptations? Stoicism teaches that self-discipline is the bedrock of a virtuous and peaceful life. It involves the ability to control one's actions, impulses, and emotions to pursue the greater good and align with one's true values. By practicing self-discipline, we not only resist the pull of fleeting desires, but also strengthen our character. This virtue allows us to approach each day with a focused intention, ensuring that our decisions and actions contribute positively to our goals and well-being. How can daily habits shape our capacity for self-discipline? The Stoics believe that small, consistent actions form the backbone of self-discipline. Begin by setting small, achievable goals each day that require a bit of effort and restraint, such as waking up earlier or dedicating time to study. Each time you successfully complete these tasks, you reinforce your willpower and slowly build the strength to tackle larger challenges. This incremental approach not only boosts your confidence, but also ingrains the habit of self-discipline into your lifestyle. What role does reflection play in enhancing self-discipline? Reflection is a crucial aspect of Stoic practice. It involves regularly assessing your behaviors and outcomes, identifying areas where discipline was lacking, and planning corrective actions for the future. By reflecting on your day's activities and the choices you made, you can pinpoint moments where impulse overcame reason. This awareness is critical for developing the ability to pause and choose actions that are in line with your Stoic values. How does self-discipline help us overcome obstacles? The Stoics viewed obstacles not just as barriers to be overcome, but as opportunities to practice and strengthen self-discipline. When faced with a challenge, instead of giving in to frustration or defeat, use your disciplined mind to methodically work through the problem. This approach turns every challenge into a teacher and every setback into a stepping stone, enhancing your resilience and capacity to handle future difficulties. How does self-discipline influence our relationships? In interpersonal dynamics, self-discipline helps us to respond thoughtfully rather than react emotionally. It allows us to listen actively, communicate clearly, and manage conflicts with equanimity. Practicing restraint can often mean holding back immediate judgments or criticisms, and instead, offering understanding and support. By applying self-discipline in our interactions, we build stronger, more respectful, and enduring relationships. What is the connection between self-discipline and freedom? While it might seem paradoxical, the Stoics believed that true freedom comes from self-discipline. By mastering our passions and impulses, we are no longer slaves to our desires or circumstances. This control grants us the freedom to make choices that are aligned with our principles and long-term well-being, leading to a more fulfilled and peaceful life. What practical exercises can help strengthen self-discipline? Consider integrating practices like meditation, journaling, and structured time management into your routine. Meditation can help you cultivate focus and resilience against distractions. Journaling encourages self-reflection, helping you stay accountable and aware of your progress. Structured time management assists in prioritizing tasks, which enforces discipline in how you allocate your time and energy. By diligently practicing the Stoic virtue of self-discipline, we can ensure that our actions are always intentional and aligned with our values. This consistency between our values and actions fosters a deep sense of peace and satisfaction. As we continue to practice, we develop a robust foundation that supports us in facing life's uncertainties with confidence and calm. Consider ways you can apply Stoic self-discipline to enhance your daily life. Lesson 4. Mastering the art of acceptance. Have you ever wondered how accepting reality as it is could lead to profound peace and resilience? Can you think of a time when resisting the reality of a situation only led to frustration and disappointment? The Stoics believed that acceptance is a powerful tool against such turmoil. Epictetus, a Stoic sage, taught that it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. How can acceptance transform your reaction to challenges and change the quality of your life? Acceptance, in the Stoic sense, does not mean passive resignation, but a conscious acknowledgement of reality. How often do you find yourself fighting against what you cannot control? The Stoics teach us that this resistance is the source of our suffering. By accepting the things we cannot change, we save our energy for actions that truly align with our values and influence our well-being. The power of choosing your battles. How do you decide what deserves your energy and attention? The Stoics provide a simple yet profound guideline. Differentiate between what you can change and what you must accept. This discernment prevents you from wasting time on futile resistance and empowers you to invest your efforts where they can actually make a difference. Acceptance does not limit your power, it redirects it more effectively. Have you noticed that some of your greatest personal growth has come from your toughest challenges? The Stoics viewed every obstacle as an opportunity to practice virtues such as resilience, patience, and courage. When you accept a difficult situation as a chance to grow, you not only cope with it more effectively, but also expand your capacity to handle future hardships. To practice this principle daily, start by identifying one situation each day that you typically resist or struggle against. Consciously decide to accept it instead. This could be as simple as accepting a rainy day that disrupts your plans or a work task you dislike but cannot avoid. By accepting these realities without internal resistance, you cultivate a more peaceful and resilient mindset. Reflection enhances your ability to accept. Each evening, reflect on the day's events and your reactions. Identify moments when you resisted reality and consider how acceptance could have altered your experience. Over time, this reflective practice deepens your understanding of acceptance and its power to transform your emotional landscape. Remember that mastering this principle can significantly impact your ability to remain undisturbed by life's fluctuations. Acceptance is not about giving up, but about choosing where to focus your energy for the greatest impact on your life and peace of mind. How will you apply the art of acceptance to live more harmoniously with the inevitable ups and downs of life? Lesson 5. The Stoic Art of Emotional Resilience. How can we cultivate an inner strength that remains unshaken by external chaos? Do you find that your emotions often dictate your response to unexpected events? Stoicism teaches us to strengthen our emotional resilience, enabling us to meet hardships with a calm and steady demeanor. This practice is grounded in the belief that we can train our minds to respond to life's ups and downs with equanimity. Marcus Aurelius once noted that our reactions to life's events are more within our control than the events themselves. By focusing on maintaining a balanced emotional state, we empower ourselves to navigate any situation with grace. How often do you react impulsively to situations only to regret it later? The Stoics advocate for a detachment from volatile emotions by developing an inner observer. This perspective encourages us to pause and assess our emotions before acting on them. By stepping back and observing our feelings, we can choose responses that align with our values, rather than being swept away by emotional reactions. This detachment doesn't mean becoming emotionless, but rather gaining mastery over our impulses to maintain inner peace. Do you take time each day to reflect on your experiences and emotional responses? Daily reflection is a key Stoic practice for building emotional resilience. It involves examining the day's events and your reactions to them, identifying moments where emotional responses dictated your actions. Through reflection, we can learn to anticipate and manage our emotional reactions better. This practice not only helps in making more thoughtful decisions, but also in fostering a deeper understanding of ourselves and our triggers. Have you considered that adversity could be a tool for personal growth rather than a source of distress? Stoics see challenges as opportunities to practice virtues such as patience, courage, and discipline. Each difficult situation provides a unique chance to strengthen these qualities. By adopting this perspective, we transform our approach to adversity from one of avoidance to one of engagement and learning. Embracing challenges as part of our developmental journey makes us not only more resilient but also wiser. What are some practical ways to enhance your emotional resilience daily? Start by setting small, manageable challenges for yourself that require you to practice patience or restraint. Engage in regular meditation or mindfulness practices to improve your awareness and control of your emotions. Another effective method is to write down stressful or emotional experiences and critically analyze them to understand how you could handle them differently. These exercises reinforce your Stoic training and help you develop a robust emotional foundation. How does your social environment influence your emotional resilience? Stoics understand the importance of surrounding themselves with a supportive community. Engaging with like-minded individuals who are also practicing Stoicism can provide encouragement and insight. Sharing experiences and challenges with a community helps in learning from each other's successes and setbacks. This social aspect of Stoic practice not only enriches our own journey, but also strengthens the collective resilience of the group. Remember that the goal of Stoicism is not to eliminate emotions, but to develop the strength to deal with them effectively. By practicing the Stoic principles discussed today, you equip yourself with the tools to face any situation with composure and integrity. How will you apply these practices to build your emotional fortitude starting today? Lesson 6. The Stoic Discipline of Mindful Awareness. How can we live more deliberately in each moment to ensure that external events do not disturb our inner tranquility? Do you sometimes feel like life is passing you by, caught up in the chaos of the external world? The Stoics teach us that the key to maintaining serenity is to practice mindful awareness. This involves being fully conscious of our current experience, without distraction from past regrets or future anxieties. By centering our attention on the present moment, we gain the ability to respond to life's challenges with clarity and wisdom. Seneca, a renowned Stoic philosopher, believed that being aware of each moment was essential to living a fulfilled life. This practice shields us from the turbulence of external pressures and enhances our appreciation for the here and now. How often do you find yourself multitasking, only to realize you haven't fully experienced any of the tasks? To cultivate present moment focus, begin by simplifying your activities. Choose to engage fully with one task at a time, whether it's a conversation, a meal, or a work project. Notice the details of your current engagement, the textures, sounds, and emotions involved. This focused attention helps reduce stress and prevents the feeling of being overwhelmed. It trains your mind to operate under the Stoic ideal of tranquility, regardless of external chaos. What role do distractions play in your ability to maintain peace of mind? The Stoics understood that distractions could easily pull us away from effective living. By actively reducing distractions, you allow yourself to live more deeply in each moment. This can mean setting boundaries with technology, choosing quieter environments, or decluttering your physical and mental space. Such practices enhance your capacity for deep work and thoughtful interaction, key components of Stoic mindfulness. Have you considered how mindful awareness can transform your interactions with others? When conversing, practice fully listening instead of planning your next response. This form of presence not only improves your relationships but also deepens your understanding of others. It reflects the Stoic value of empathy and respect, as you honor the person in front of you by giving them your undivided attention. This approach leads to more meaningful and satisfying connections, which are essential for a harmonious life. What daily exercises can help you practice Stoic mindfulness? Start with a simple meditation practice, focusing on your breath for a few minutes each day. This helps calm the mind and prepares you for a day of present moment awareness. Additionally, incorporate routine checks throughout your day to assess your level of mindfulness. Ask yourself, "Am I fully present in what I'm doing right now?" These checks can gradually shift your default state to one of greater awareness and tranquility. How has increased mindfulness affected your ability to remain undisturbed by external events? Regular reflection on this question can motivate you to continue your practice of Stoic mindfulness. You might keep a journal detailing moments when being present helped you overcome or smoothly handle a potential disturbance. Reflection helps solidify the benefits of mindfulness in your mind, making it a more integral part of your life. How does mindfulness contribute to the ultimate goal of Stoic peace? Mindfulness ensures that we do not react impulsively to external events, but respond from a place of reasoned tranquility. It allows us to appreciate life fully, embracing the Stoic ideal of enjoying what is in front of us without excessive worry about what might come. As we continue to practice mindfulness, we fortify our mental resilience, ensuring that our inner peace is well protected. Consider how you can integrate these practices into your daily routine. Lesson 7: The Stoic Path to Acceptance. How often do you find yourself resisting what you cannot change, only to feel more distressed? Do you struggle with accepting things as they are, especially when they don't align with your desires or expectations? Stoicism teaches us that the path to tranquility involves embracing every aspect of our reality, including the unpleasant and challenging parts. This doesn't mean being passive, but rather recognizing that some things are beyond our control. Marcus Aurelius reminded us to accept the things to which fate binds us, and to love the people with whom fate brings us together, but to do so with all our heart. When we shift our focus from resistance to acceptance, we reduce our suffering and increase our capacity for peace. How clear are you about what is within your control and what is not? The Stoics emphasize understanding this dichotomy as a fundamental aspect of their philosophy. Actions, thoughts, and reactions are within our control. Everything else, including most outcomes and the actions of others, is not. By internalizing this principle, you can save yourself from a great deal of frustration and anxiety. Practicing this awareness daily helps to reinforce the habit of focusing your energy and efforts only on what you can truly influence. What happens when you let go of the need to control everything? Letting go is a liberating practice that frees us from unnecessary stress and worry. It involves releasing our tight grip on expectations and outcomes. This does not mean giving up on goals or not caring about results, but rather accepting that we can do our best without guaranteeing the outcomes. Stoicism teaches that peace comes from adjusting our expectations and being at peace with whatever result comes our way. What are practical steps you can take to cultivate acceptance in your daily life? Begin by identifying areas where you feel resistance or discomfort, and consciously choose to let go of control in these aspects. Another practical step is to practice gratitude for what is, rather than resentment for what isn't. This shifts your focus from lack to abundance, which naturally fosters acceptance. Engaging in mindfulness practices can also help you stay present and accept each moment as it comes. How often do you reflect on your ability to accept life's terms? Reflection is a crucial tool in the Stoic toolkit. It allows us to see where we might be holding on too tightly to things outside our control. Regular reflection can help us identify patterns of resistance and gradually learn to dissolve them. This self-awareness is key to developing a more accepting and peaceful mindset. How does acceptance play a role in your relationships? Stoicism teaches that accepting others as they are, recognizing that their actions are often beyond our control, can lead to more harmonious relationships. This doesn't mean tolerating bad behavior or not having boundaries, but it does mean not trying to change people. Instead, we can focus on our responses and interactions, which are within our control. This approach reduces conflict and increases understanding and compassion. How does embracing acceptance change the way you interact with the world? Acceptance allows us to experience freedom from the tyranny of our desires and fears about how life should be. It helps us to engage with life on its own terms, which is a fundamental aspect of Stoic peace. As we practice acceptance, we become more adaptable, resilient, and ultimately, more at peace with the unpredictability of life. Lesson 8: The Stoic Foundation of Gratitude. How can practicing gratitude influence our resilience and calm in the face of life's challenges? Incorporating gratitude into our daily lives can shield us from being disturbed by external events and foster a deep sense of fulfillment. Do you often find yourself focusing on what you lack rather than what you have? Stoicism teaches that gratitude is essential for a peaceful and fulfilling life. It involves acknowledging and appreciating the value of our current circumstances, relationships, and even our challenges. By practicing gratitude, we shift our focus from deficiency to abundance, which can dramatically alter our emotional responses to life's events. This shift not only enhances our overall well-being, but also aligns us with the Stoic goal of living in harmony with nature and our circumstances. Embracing gratitude helps us to see the richness of our lives, which often goes unnoticed when we focus solely on our troubles. How can you cultivate gratitude on a daily basis? Start with a simple daily practice of listing 3 things you are grateful for each morning or evening. These can range from significant relationships or achievements to simple pleasures like a quiet moment with a cup of coffee or the comfort of a warm bed. This practice trains your mind to spot the positive aspects of your life, gradually changing your default mental state to one of appreciation and satisfaction. Over time, this habit not only strengthens your emotional resilience, but also increases your happiness by keeping you rooted in the present moment. How does gratitude help when dealing with adversity? Stoics believe that every situation, no matter how difficult, offers a lesson or a benefit, if only we choose to see it. When faced with challenges, actively look for something within the situation to be grateful for. This might be the opportunity for personal growth, the support of friends and family, or even the development of resilience. Viewing challenges through the lens of gratitude reduces the emotional weight of adversity and helps maintain a calm and composed demeanor. How does practicing gratitude affect our relationships? Expressing gratitude to the people in our lives fosters stronger bonds and mutual respect. Acknowledging others' efforts and kindness not only enriches our connections, but also encourages a positive environment around us. This practice is deeply Stoic, as it reinforces social virtues and aligns with the principle of acting with kindness and justice toward others. Gratitude turns everyday interactions into meaningful exchanges, enhancing the quality of our social lives. What role does reflection play in enhancing gratitude? Regular reflection on the things you're grateful for can deepen your understanding of why they're important to you. This introspection can help you recognize and appreciate the often overlooked aspects of your life, reinforcing your stoic practice. Additionally, reflecting on past difficulties and recognizing how you've overcome them or what they've taught you can solidify your habit of looking for the silver lining. How does gratitude serve as a buffer against negative emotions? By maintaining a grateful mindset, you can prevent many negative emotions such as envy, resentment, and disappointment from taking root. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's missing or what could be better to what is present and valuable in your life right now. This alignment with stoic contentment discourages excessive longing for external things and promotes inner peace. What are some practical exercises to deepen your experience of gratitude? Try writing gratitude letters to people who have made a positive impact on your life, even if you don't send them. Another powerful exercise is to meditate on gratitude, focusing on the sensations and emotions associated with feelings of thankfulness. These practices not only enrich your sense of gratitude, but also enhance your emotional and psychological well-being. How does integrating gratitude into our daily practice contribute to stoic peace? Gratitude aligns with the stoic principles of focusing on the present, appreciating what we have, and finding contentment regardless of external circumstances. As we grow our practice of gratitude, we build a life that feels richer and more fulfilling, deeply rooted in the present moment, and less affected by external fluctuations. Reflect on the role of gratitude in your life. How has gratitude influenced your emotional resilience? Lesson 9, the essence of stoic indifference. We will delve into the concept of stoic indifference, or apatheia. This principle strengthens our mental resilience and keeps us focused on what truly matters. How can understanding and practicing indifference towards things outside our control help us stay unaffected by the chaos around us? Do you find yourself often perturbed by external events or the actions of others? Stoicism teaches that by cultivating indifference towards these externals, we can maintain our inner calm and focus on our own actions, which are within our control. This practice involves recognizing what is and isn't within our power to change, and deliberately withdrawing our emotional investment from those things we cannot control. By doing so, we shield our peace of mind from disturbances caused by external fluctuations. Embracing stoic indifference does not mean we do not care. Rather, it means we focus our care appropriately and effectively. How can distinguishing between controllables and uncontrollables aid in practicing indifference? The first step is to clearly define in your daily life what aspects are under your direct control, mainly your thoughts, intentions, and actions. Everything outside this, such as other people's actions, outcomes of events, or societal trends, should be met with indifference. This clear distinction helps prevent emotional turmoil and keeps you serene and effective in your responses. Regularly reminding yourself of this separation can train your mind to naturally adopt this attitude over time. Why is indifference considered a form of emotional strength in Stoicism? By practicing indifference, you develop the ability to remain calm in situations that might previously have caused stress or anxiety. This strength is not about suppression of emotion, but about directing your emotional energy wisely. It involves understanding that getting emotionally entangled in things beyond your control saps your energy and detracts from focusing on your own moral and ethical growth. What are some daily practices that can help you cultivate stoic indifference? Begin by starting each day with a meditation on what you can and cannot control. Throughout the day, when you find yourself getting emotionally drawn into external matters, pause and ask yourself, "Is this within my control?" If not, use techniques like deep breathing or a short walk to detach and redirect your focus. Keeping a journal where you record instances of successful indifference can also reinforce this behavior. How does stoic indifference apply in personal relationships? While it might seem counterintuitive, practicing indifference about the choices and behaviors of others can lead to healthier and more respectful relationships. It allows you to offer advice or help without becoming overly invested in the outcome, respecting the autonomy of others. This practice prevents conflicts based on unmet expectations and builds a genuine respect for others as independent moral agents. How can indifference help you deal with failures or setbacks? Viewing failures with indifference allows you to take practical lessons from the experience without the emotional baggage that often accompanies setbacks. This mindset enables you to assess situations objectively and continue working towards your goals with renewed focus and without losing morale. Failure becomes just another external event that does not define you, but rather informs your journey. What are the long-term benefits of integrating stoic indifference into your life? Over time, this practice can lead to a significant decrease in unnecessary stress and emotional disturbance. You become more resilient, capable of facing life's challenges with a clear and focused mind. Additionally, indifference helps you conserve your emotional energy for what truly matters, enriching your personal development and enhancing your effectiveness in all endeavors. How does indifference contribute to inner peace? By maintaining a calm detachment from things beyond your control, you allow yourself to live in harmony with the natural flow of life. This alignment reduces internal conflict and promotes a deep, enduring sense of peace. You learn to accept the world as it is, not as you wish it to be, embracing each moment with clarity and purpose. Lesson 10: Virtue as the Sole Good. What does it mean to say that virtue is the only true good in Stoicism? Stoics believe that living virtuously, which means acting with wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance, aligns us with our natural reason and the universal order. This alignment ensures that we live in harmony with nature and ourselves, leading to true happiness. Virtues are wholly within our control, unlike external possessions or status, which are susceptible to fate. Therefore, focusing on developing our character rather than acquiring external goods protects us from the volatility of life's external circumstances. This philosophical approach guides us to invest our efforts where we have real control: our personal growth. The virtue of wisdom. How does the virtue of wisdom contribute to Stoic tranquility? Wisdom in Stoicism involves the knowledge of what is good, what is evil, and what is indifferent. It enables us to make choices that benefit our well-being and avoid those that cause us harm. Practicing wisdom means making decisions based on reason rather than impulse, which helps us navigate life's challenges effectively and calmly. Wisdom also includes the prudent management of our emotions, leading to clearer thinking and better judgment in all aspects of life. By cultivating wisdom, we equip ourselves to act appropriately in every situation, enhancing our resilience and peace. The virtue of justice. What role does the virtue of justice play in maintaining inner peace? Justice, for Stoics, means dealing fairly and kindly with others, recognizing their humanity and our shared rationality. It involves acting with integrity and treating others as we would wish to be treated. This virtue fosters community and cooperation, which are essential for a harmonious social environment. By practicing justice, we contribute to the well-being of our community, which in turn supports our own tranquility. Furthermore, acting justly ensures that our actions are free from guilt and remorse, which are significant sources of disturbance. The virtue of courage. How does courage help us remain unaffected by external events? Stoic courage is not just about bravery in the face of physical danger, but also about the moral courage to do the right thing and to face uncomfortable truths. It involves the resilience to withstand life's adversities and the uncertainties of fate. By embracing courage, we can confront our fears directly, whether they are fears of failure, rejection, or hardship, reducing their power over us. Courage allows us to remain steadfast in our principles despite external pressures, safeguarding our peace of mind. The virtue of temperance. What is the importance of temperance in Stoic philosophy? Temperance, or moderation, involves regulating our desires and impulses, ensuring that our appetites do not control us. This virtue is crucial in maintaining a balanced life, free from the extremes of overindulgence or deprivation. Practicing temperance helps us enjoy life's pleasures without becoming dependent on them for our happiness. It promotes self-control and discipline, which are essential for making rational decisions and maintaining focus on our long-term goals. By living temperately, we avoid many sources of strife and dissatisfaction. the interconnection of virtues. How are the Stoic virtues interconnected? In Stoicism, virtues are not isolated traits, but are interdependent, each supporting and enhancing the others. Wisdom informs justice by helping us understand what fairness truly involves. Courage is required to practice justice, even when it is difficult. Temperance controls the excesses that can cloud our judgment and impede our courage. Together, these virtues create a virtuous cycle that strengthens our character and stabilizes our lives. This holistic approach ensures that we are well equipped to face whatever life throws our way with equanimity. How do Stoic virtues relate to external goods? Stoics maintain that external goods like wealth, health, and reputation are indifference, meaning they do not contribute to our moral virtue and thus do not affect our happiness. While these can be preferred or not preferred, they should never override our commitment to living virtuously. By focusing on what truly matters, our character and actions, we remain emotionally independent of external conditions. This detachment from external goods liberates us from the anxiety of gaining or losing them and centers our happiness entirely within our control. How can we practice Stoic virtues daily? Integrating Stoic virtues into everyday life begins with mindful reflection and deliberate actions. Start each day by contemplating how you can exhibit wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance in your daily interactions and decisions. Set specific, actionable goals for practicing each virtue. For instance, demonstrate courage by addressing a fear, show justice in resolving conflicts fairly, exercise temperance by moderating indulgences, and apply wisdom in making thoughtful choices. Regular self-examination at the day's end can assess your progress and guide future improvements. How do Stoic virtues impact our relationships? Practicing Stoic virtues enriches our interactions and deepens our connections. Justice fosters fairness and respect. Wisdom enables understanding and insight. Courage ensures honesty and authenticity. Temperance prevents selfishness and promotes generosity. These qualities not only improve our relationships, but also make them more fulfilling and meaningful. By valuing virtues over external attributes in ourselves and others, we cultivate relationships based on genuine respect and affection. What challenges might we face while striving to live according to Stoic virtues? Living virtuously requires constant vigilance and effort, as societal norms often prioritize external success over moral integrity. We may encounter situations where practicing virtues seems to put us at a disadvantage or leads to conflict with others. Remaining committed to Stoic principles in such times tests our resolve and dedication. However, viewing these challenges as opportunities to strengthen our virtues can transform potential setbacks into sources of personal growth and affirmation of our Stoic beliefs. What are the rewards of living a life based on Stoic virtues? The most significant reward is enduring peace of mind and contentment, knowing that we are living in harmony with our true nature. Virtue leads to a profound sense of fulfillment that external circumstances cannot diminish. Additionally, a virtuous life earns the respect of others and often results in better personal and professional relationships. The inner strength developed through practicing Stoic virtues equips us to handle life's difficulties with grace and resilience. How does living virtuously help us face adversity? When we encounter adversity, the virtues of courage and wisdom are particularly vital. They allow us to confront challenges head-on and make informed, considered decisions rather than reacting impulsively. Our commitment to justice and temperance keeps our actions ethical and balanced, preventing further complications or regrets. Through adversity, virtues are not only tested, but also strengthened, proving their worth as the core of a tranquil life. How can we teach Stoic virtues to others, especially to younger generations? Teaching virtues involves more than just instructing about moral principles. It requires modeling these virtues through our behavior. When others see the benefits of our virtuous life, such as our tranquility and resilience, they are more likely to be influenced positively. Engaging in discussions about the importance of character, sharing stories of virtuous acts, and providing guidance during ethical dilemmas are all effective ways to teach virtues. By creating an environment where virtues are valued and practiced, we can inspire others to adopt a Stoic way of life. How relevant are Stoic virtues in the modern world? Despite the passage of centuries, the core principles of Stoicism remain incredibly pertinent today. The modern world, with its fast pace and frequent emphasis on material success, particularly needs the grounding that Stoic virtues provide. In an age often characterized by anxiety and superficiality, the Stoic focus on wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance offers a counterbalance that can lead to more meaningful and fulfilled lives. By applying these ancient principles to contemporary challenges, we find that they address many of the root causes of modern discontent. How does committing to a life of virtue according to Stoic principles ensure that nothing can truly disturb our inner peace? As we complete our series on Stoic principles, reflect on how living virtuously integrates all the lessons we have explored and cements them into a comprehensive philosophy of life. Virtue not only enriches our personal and professional lives, but also fortifies us against the vicissitudes of fate. It is the ultimate expression of freedom, as it places the source of our happiness entirely within our control, rooted in who we are and how we choose to live, rather than what we have or achieve. Let's continue to support each other as we strive to embody these timeless principles, ensuring that our journey towards Stoic tranquility and virtue is both shared and sustained.